recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios Brisbane on 102.1 FM.
And broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games.
With 10 years experience and over 500 episodes,
Zed Games brings you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to reach out? Message us on Facebook at ZEDGamesAU.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Zed Games. We're here at 4ZZZ Studios, and you are listening to Zara and...
Evie!
And...
Rani!
Woo!
And me!
Party, party. So, how's everyone doing today?
I'm sweet.
I'm okay.
We've got things happening this episode.
We do have things happening this episode.
We've got... What kind of things? We've got news.
Woohoo.
We got news. We got video game news. We've also got a discussion. We're going to be talking about what video games we'd like to see remastered.
That's right.
Yeah. Which I'm very excited about. We were talking a little bit about it beforehand.
We've got lots of
talking
games.
Yeah, I think we were like excitedly screaming before the show, but that's about it.
Yeah, but we can excitedly keep screaming in a bit. because we got quite a lot of games that we want to see remastered.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. And then after that, we are going to have a discussion about the Monster Hunter movie. And by we, I mean I will be talking about it and my feelings towards it. And Ronnie and Evie will probably just
try to calm you down.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like pull in with like little, yes, okay.
I've just got big feelings, you know? Big feelings.
It's okay. You're allowed to have them.
Feelings are okay.
Feelings are okay. You know what's also okay?
What?
Some news.
Yes.
This week in gaming news. Terraria port for Google Stadia cancelled. After backing down from a threat to leave Australia over new regulations and pulling the plug on in-house Stadia game development, the last thing Google needed was more bad press. Well, Google has dug their own grave as Relogic, the creators of Terraria, have cancelled their planned Stadia port after Google disabled and removed access to the Relogic YouTube account and attached Gmail and Google Drive accounts due to an alleged Terms of Service violation. After 3 weeks trying to resolve the issue, co-creator Andrew Spinks turned to Twitter, burning any bridges with a multinational company by publicly tweeting, "Doing business with you is a liability." Relogic has confirmed that while they will continue to support all current purchases of Terraria on Android and Google Play, any future games by Relogic will not be supported on Google platforms. Cyberpunk 2077 and CD Projekt's The Saga continues. Since the PC release of Cyberpunk 2077, mods have been coming to the rescue to help with some of the players' issues and desires. Sadly, the way in which Cyberpunk 2077 utilized external DLL files allowed hackers to remotely execute code when malicious mods were installed on a player's computer. This security vulnerability was quickly fixed by the Cyberpunk 2077 community before the 1.12 hotfix was released by CD Projekt just 3 days later. CD Projekt has also announced via Twitter that they were recently victims of a cyber attack. The announcement included a copy of the ransom note with the attacker claiming to have copied the source code for their most popular games and an unreleased version of The Witcher 3, as well as other files. CD Projekt has stated that, to the best of their knowledge, none of the compromised data contained any player or user data. The incident is currently under investigation by the relevant authorities. After the announcement, CD Projekt stock dropped by 5%. Nemesis System patented. After almost 6 years since the original application, Warner Bros. Has finally had the patented approved for the Nemesis System. Originally utilized in Monolith Productions' Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor, the Nemesis System is where hierarchical NPCs are physically and hierarchically affected by player interaction. The patent is already being criticized by developers for the vagueness of the patent's wording and how this may stifle any similar games from being developed. The patent is optioned for renewal until 2035. And finally, some game releases. On February 11th, you can look forward to the console release date of 1-bit minimalist RTS game Death Crown, the Switch release of the action-adventure roguelike Undermine, and the PC console release of the side-scrolling adventure Little Nightmares 2. We also have Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury coming to the Switch on February 12th, and the Mega Man X-inspired multiplayer roguelike 30XX is coming to PC on February 17th. And that's all this week in gaming news.
All right.
squeaking there.
How do I always get the squeaky chair?
See, I think it might have actually picked up by the
Oh, it definitely got picked up.
Oh, it's definitely there, yeah. It's going to be nice and spooky.
It's just like the listeners are with us here in the studio.
They're opening the studio door to come in and listen to us.
I feel like that's the sound of the Studio CD Projekt Red as they try to cope with this.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they're really not having a good year.
I don't think...
It's not begun really well. Last year didn't do so well for them either.
I mean, I think financial year. That sort of...
Financial year, okay, yeah. They're not having a good financial year.
I like... So, you know, they've been hacked. This hack has gone in and apparently taken a bunch of stuff. And then CD Projekt Red has decided to release on Twitter the actual notepad note left by this possibly very young or naive person. Because I don't know.
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, it does read like a joke.
Reads like a joke.
I had to double check to make sure that it was actually the CD Projekt Red
Twitter account. Yeah.
Because I saw it and I was like, ha! Funny.
It actually says, "Hello CD Projekt, you have been epically pwned. We have dumped full copies of the source codes from your Preforce server for Cyberpunk 2077, Witcher 3, Gwent, an unreleased version of Witcher 3, !! We have also dumped all of your documents relating to accounting, administration, legal, HR, investor relations, and more. Also, we've encrypted all of your servers, but we understand that you can most likely recover from backups." This person then goes on to explain how they... I guess, want things, and how stuff is bad, including using some curse words.
It sounds like...
And then it's like, you've got 48 hours to contact us, but you have no demands. You have no way of us contacting you. How can we meet these demands when you don't have demands and we don't know? It's like the stupidest letter ever.
You see, Evie, actually the demands are now in The Witcher 3. It's actually a new side quest.
Oh, I see.
Developers will actually have to play through The Witcher 3 to find it.
All however many hundreds of hours you can get out of The Witcher 3.
They just,
3.
Like, CD Projekt turn this into a mass marketing ploy to get you to just, like, play through an extra, like, series of levels on Witcher.
Yeah,
it definitely didn't read like something that was legit, and that's why I just, when I put it into the news submission thing, I was just like, I mean, I know it's from their Twitter account, so it's news.
Yeah, it's just,
they're not doing so great.
No.
Big hype for Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there hyped for some Mario action.
Woo!
There's always a, you know, a Nintendo Super Mario or Mario game in the works, I feel.
Always.
Yeah. Nintendo.
Always.
So this is another one. If you'd like to take a look at that, I'm pretty sure you can go to the Nintendo eShop and have a look. Or you could just look up Super Mario 3D World.
You could walk into an EV Games.
You could quite easily also do that.
If you
can be bothered walking
any
in.
Game store, do we have other game stores?
Yeah, I think I saw one
I was just
10
like
years
thinking.
Ago that wasn't EB Games.
I don't
But
think
it was
there's...
in a very small town.
Ah.
I don't know if the town actually even
Would
still exists.
Would you like
exists,
to come and play some board games?
Yeah, we have, like, you can buy board games from other places, but like EB Games, I think, is... our only brick and mortar.
Should we be looking into the monopoly that EB Games has?
Maybe.
EV Games definitely has a monopoly.
Ah, yes. EV Games.
Yeah. EV Games.
Yeah. I'm going to own my own game shop and call it that.
And Google.
You know, if we actually opened our own video game store, like, as a crew.
Zed Games.
Zed Games.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can just call it Zed Games. We could open our own store.
We could.
What would we sell? What kind of games would we sell?
All video
would it be
games.
Like,
but we'd basically be like EB Games, but we'd be Zed Games, a small local.
No, but what I mean is, like, are we selling, like, physical copied games, or are we playing, like, board games and D&D? Like, or are we doing the whole lot? Are we doing
all
like,
of
like
it.
A mega store with, like, all the things?
We need
we
to have
sell
a mega store.
Locally brewed games.
Okay,
yeah,
so
we
should make it an
online
store.
Oh, no, we need a brick and, like, we need a storefront shop. But we could sell, like, the key. Like, you know, you have to buy the key. So half the time when you buy a game physically, you're getting a key.
What if it was a game shop and a cafe?
Yeah!
Yeah.
See? Oh my god.
Okay. Games and coffee. Okay. You guys can text in and let us know if you would come to our store.
Yeah. 0420-626-733. Let us know what you think. Will you go to...
Would you come to Zed Games?
Will you come to Zed Games at a combination video game and cafe?
Yeah. Would you come and have like a mocha and a MOBA?
It actually kind of works. Like, I'm a barista. I can do that.
You're hired.
Oh, I've even got the... We can be... It's all coming together.
Actually, just a little side note before we get carried away into the Zed Games franchise that we are now starting. There has been a bit of announcement from John Aitkinson. So he's posted in the Brisbane International Game Developers Association that he's excited to share a little bit of a sneak peek into his Zoetrope because he worked on Cuphead. And as the newly renovated ACMI exhibit in Melbourne, he's got all his stuff out there. ACMI is the Australian Centre for the Moving Image. It's been just reopened. It's renovated, and he's got his exhibition there. It starts on Thursday, which would be... what's the date tomorrow? The 11th. The 11th of February. So if you'd like to take a look and you're in Melbourne, I would say go check it out. It's Studio MDHR and Megafun obviously work together to create this awesome animation. I don't know if we'll be playing any music relating to that tonight, but we have played it in the past, so you should check out Cuphead. Yeah.
Definitely check it out. Now, Evie.
Zara.
What are we doing now?
Well, now on Zed Games, the magical video game show on 4ZZZ and CRN, we're going to be discussing video games that we would like to see remastered. Now, it's going to be a big segment because there's so many great games from the past that need to be brought back. So we obviously don't know all the games. So if you're listening out there and you've got a remastered game or a game that you played maybe many years ago that you just love so much that you'd like to see, you know, revamped, reinvigorated, brought back to life in a modern way, text in on 0420-626-733. Or you can message us at ZGames. At ZED Games AU on the Facebook page there. So, yeah, we're going to be discussing that. So you've got, you know, a bit of time here to message in and tell us what you'd like to see remastered. I'm going to start with just a couple of games that I would like to see remastered. It came out many years ago, but it's Simpsons Hit and Run.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
Which was sort of like...
I remember this.
Yeah, it was a substitute for kids for GTA, basically, because, you know, they couldn't...
Well, we couldn't really play GTA.
It's like, you're 8, you're not playing that.
But Simpsons Hit and Run it
is. Yes, and that was epic. Another great game, which is probably, like, really close to home, which I spent a little while just looking up before, because it's called Star Wars Galactic Battlegrounds, and it's... kind of like Civilization, but Star Wars. Like a Civilization game, but Star Wars. So it's like... it's amazing! They don't make any games like this that in the Star Wars universe where you're building your own, like, base and army base, and then you're exploring the land, and then, you know, mining and crafting and so on, and then building your empire.
Usually... these days, now it's just like, oh, you're a Jedi. Woo, look at you with the Force and a lightsaber. Who cares?
Yeah, the end. Yeah,
lightsaber sound.
Yeah.
So you can do that in Star Wars Galactic Battlegrounds. It's actually on Steam. The original game is on Steam for like $8.50. But that's a game I want to see remastered. I also want to see potentially Burnout 3 Takedown, which was freaking awesome. What about you, Ronnie? Do you have any games that you'd like to see remastered?
So I think I have two. One of them is the Pirates of the Caribbean Curse of the Black Pearl, which I originally played on the Game Boy Advance.
Damn.
And it was like a platformer, but also you rode around on your ship and like fought other ships. So you could remaster it or you could like remake it in the form of like an open world. Maybe like, you know, it'd be similar to Black Flag, but better.
I wonder who owns the rights to that, because...
Well, Disney owns Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So it's a Disney franchise. And then my other one is, and I think Zara will agree with me here, which is Barbie Horse Adventures.
Yeah!
And I think that I'm not alone in this wanting Barbie Horse Adventures remastered, because apparently it's quite the cult classic.
Yeah.
And I actually don't remember, like, getting... the game. I don't remember who gave it to me. I just know that it appeared in my home and I played it a lot on the computer.
Yeah. Barbie Horse Adventures is it's a so series good. Of video games based on the line of dolls. The series is aimed at children and involves various aspects of equestrianism.
It was an experience.
I had specifically, I know I definitely played Mystery Rides, but I'm pretty sure I played the first one as well, which is like a racing one, like Blue Ribbon. So I think that
this
I must have had
2003, just
all
to give some
them.
Time perspective. It's almost like 20 years ago.
Yeah, so I was, I would have been, yeah, I was 4 when it came out, so I probably only
There's
started
enough
playing
time
it.
To definitely justify a remaster,
yeah,
I would say.
100%.
Can you imagine what they could do if they had more polygons?
So many more polygons. Like, I looked at a screen cap of it today, yeah. And I was just like, oh, there's, like, I can count the polygons. I can count them with my limited knowledge of polygon counting.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention a game called SSX Tricky. It came out in 2001. Neither of you guys know what I'm talking about, which upsets me. But it was basically an EA publication, EA Sports publication, and the game was sort of to collect as many points as possible and pull off as many cool tricks as possible, like snowboarding. So it was like it was like snowboarding equivalent of Tony Hawk, but it was just like concentrated where it was all downhill
and
like intense.
Mm. Oh, that's the other thing.
It was these crazy slopes, and it was just like. There was the song Tricky playing. Like, the soundtrack was awesome. This is great.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3. Because that was my Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yeah.
Evie had 1 and 2, and Evie got 1 and 2. So I want 3.
It's now time for Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3.
They're probably working on it right now. Tony Hawk, the remake for 1 and 2 was very successful.
Yeah.
That was, like, a huge hit. They did it in such a way where it was like justice to the original game as well. So it was nice, as well as also the new features such as, you know, Baker Boys and putting on like adding to that that original soundtrack as well.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. So I mean, there's some remasters out there that haven't done so well. And then you've got some remasters that are like that get cancelled, such as GoldenEye.
Oh.
Which is a recent so if anyone knows GoldenEye, it's a 007 video game that was a big success. It's been in production for, I think it was like 5 or 6 years. It'd been in debt with the devs and everything like that. But now, unfortunately, with only 90 bugs before it was to be released and ready to go, Nintendo have pulled the plug, and now the game is no longer going to be released, which is super sad. So if there's any, actually there's heaps of James Bond games that would be worth remaking as well, but I guess it's kind of sad about GoldenEye.
Zara, what do you want to see remastered?
Well, you, two questions at the same time are cancelled out. Now I have no thoughts.
Oh. It's just a flat line.
Yeah.
What do you want to see remastered?
Okay, so I want to see the Jak and Daxter games remastered. I think a lot of people would love to see that. I also want to see Bomberman 64 remastered. I love that game as a kid, and I just think of like how much fun it was to play. And another one was Sheep, Dog, and Wolf, which was a Looney Tunes kind of thing where you played as Wile E. Coyote's cousin who would steal sheep.
I love it.
Yeah.
Also, I was just reminded of Looney Town. Like,
Looney
was an
Town.
An online, like, role-playing game, like, MMO.
What?
Yeah! Oh. There was, like, a Looney Tunes MMO.
A Looney Tunes MMO?
Yes!
Can you pick, like, a class, and you're like, but your class is, like,
I don't
Daffy
remember
Duck.
Any of it. I don't Buzz remember. I just remember now that it existed, and I spent a lot of time playing it, because it was similar to, like, Wizard 101 and Free Realms and all of that sort of stuff.
Oh man, I gotta look this up because I just. What if it's like secretly still online?
I'm gonna Google it now.
Could you imagine? Could we like. I know we're talking about playing Overwatch, but if it's still online, do we maybe want to go to Looney Town? Because, I kind of feel like being. I don't know. A Looney Tune.
Actually, speaking of like kids' shows, or kids things. There was a video game that I used to play when I was a kid called The Tale of Peter Rabbit. It was made in 1993, so it's like way, way back. And that's another really nostalgic sort of old school, like, I don't even know if kids read Peter Rabbit anymore. I love that story. With Beatrix Potter, you know, is the writer. There was a game where it was basically like an interactive narrative as a kid, and I remember playing that on the PC as well. What about you, Rani? Is there any games from your, like, childhood that you like kids' games that you play that you'd like to see brought back?
I played the Blue's Clues, like, mystery game. I think that was my first game. And I would like to track it down and just see what it is. Because in my head, in my memory, I'm seeing it as Blue's Clues, as, like, beautiful as the show is or whatever. And realistically, I know it probably didn't look that spectacular in the early, late 90s, early 2000s. Like, it probably wasn't equal to, like, animation that is now.
There is something, like, when you experience something as a child and you remember it years later, over time, you sort of end up adding more details to it. To kind of recreate the magic that you first experienced.
Yep. So when I looked back at Barbie Horse Adventure, I was just sort of sitting there thinking, oh, okay, that's not what it looked like in my head. But as a kid, I played Blue's Clues, that was about it. And I played Barbie Horse Adventures, and I played The Sims 3. By the time I was onto The Sims, it was The Sims 3.
Some things never change.
I definitely still play The Sims. It's Sims 4 now. And I would love to still play Barbie Horse Adventure, though maybe I'm just going to have to play Red Dead until they can get onto that.
Red Dead, but just mod it. Mod it so much.
Yeah, I think the reason Red Dead doesn't do it for me
Sims
is...
Sims mod.
Yes. Okay. Is because Red Dead isn't like... It's not Barbie. You don't get the no choice as a female protagonist. You know, you have to play as a female protagonist in Barbie. In Red Dead, you don't have to.
And not just any female protagonist.
Barbie.
The good old Barbinator.
She Ken? Who can
Ken
do
get
anything.
A horse in this?
I don't remember Ken.
Ken was
in,
not important.
Yeah. All I care about was Barbie and the horse. Barbie and the horse and the mystery that I was trying to solve. I don't even remember what the mystery was.
It's probably a horse mystery.
I think it was like somebody's horse was stolen or something like that.
A little horseplay going on here.
That's a good horse.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm muting you. No, I won't.
I didn't play too many video games as a kid. I played on the Game Boy, but I can't remember.
Paul had Toontown.
Yeah, Toontown. Yeah. That's what it was.
It was a killer MMO, he says, and the community now runs this server.
Yeah, it is. It is still a thing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Which was
like
so
Penguin
exciting.
Club. Was it Penguin Club?
Club Penguin.
Sorry,
I miss Club Penguin. Around. Yeah.
So many things to remaster. Well, if you are out there and have thought of a game that you would like to see brought back to life and reinvigorated, message us at ZEDGamesAU on the Facebook page, or you can message in on 0420-626-733 to have a chat.
Ben Ryan here texted in to tell us that his suggestion for a game that should be remastered is Zookeeper, which I fully agree with. Yes.
Zookeeper. Woot woot.
I love that game so much. I probably should have been doing my assignments, but...
Instead you're playing
Zookeeper. Was waiting, so had to play Zookeeper.
Damn.
Yeah. Really like that. But we're not here to talk about Zookeeper any longer.
Aw.
We're here.
Darn it.
to talk about the Monster Hunter movie.
The most anticipated and exciting film of the year thus far. No, I'm kidding.
It was anticipated. It was, you know.
It had a $60 million US budget.
Oof. So in case our listeners don't know, Monster Hunter is a series of video games where you play as a hunter and you hunt monsters.
Really?
What? Holy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
One of the signature aspects of the games is that they're quite detailed.
It was a monster dating sim.
A monster. Oh, not that kind of hunting, Evie.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
You can play it on Switch, can't you?
You can. There is Monster Hunter Rise coming out on the Switch soon. Monster Hunter World was on the PC and also the PS4 and the Xbox One. Before that, pretty much all the games were on... What was it called? The Nintendo 3DS.
But also, I swear I played Monster Hunter on PSP.
It's...
Like, whoa, way back.
Oh, the PSP. Like, way back. Ratchet and Clank. I just remember Ratchet and Clank on the PSP.
Yeah, there was that too. There was a lot on PSP that was awesome.
And basically pretty much every single game followed that formula. You're a hunter, hunt monsters, you do cool stuff while hunting the monsters. When you hunt monsters, you get cool armor that you can use to hunt other monsters, to let you hunt more monsters, and eventually monsters that are basically gods.
It's a little bit like Bloodborne in its like fighting mechanics.
Yes, it's a bit, you know, dodge and roll, dodge and roll. Let's get a hit in, yeah, dodge, yeah, and roll, dodge and roll. We're gonna put a little, what is it called, a grappling hook over there, and just swing around, and suddenly we have mounted the monster, and I am now a cowboy.
Yeah,
yeehaw.
So the movie, which is Monster Hunter 2020.
Yeah.
When Lieutenant Artemis and her loyal soldiers are transported to a new world, they engage in a desperate battle for survival against enormous enemies with incredible powers. The feature film is obviously based on that very video game by Capcom. So, woo! Rani. Zara has very strong opinions. So does IMDb with a 5.3 out of 10.
Yep.
Metacritic, 44 out of 100, and I'm pretty sure Rotten Tomatoes gave it something pretty horrible as well. It's not favoured.
It's
not loved.
I've seen some bad movies. I've seen some pretty bad movies. A lot of them I would find joy in watching them because I could make fun of it. Monster Hunter 2020 was just a painful disappointment. Just... It was so painful.
Knew it was going to be bad. And
I knew
like
it was
going to
be bad. I just thought that, you know, I could make fun of it while we were watching the movie. Instead, the movie stabbed me in the heart and then twisted the knife with every actual bit of, like, just, like, there would be a scene that is so Monster Hunter, and it was just so much fun to see, I forget, the Admiral just... The Admiral being like, oh, my sideburns are huge. And also, I have a flaming sword. Woo! And we were like, yes, yes, yes. And then the knife twists and it's just pain.
Pain.
But then we
see... Because of the spiders? It's the spiders, right?
Well, the spiders did not help.
Spiders.
Now, the spiders actually do appear as a monster in the Monster Hunter games, but it was in Monster Hunter 3. Which was probably the first Monster Hunter game that I actually played. But they definitely did not need to be in that much of the movie, in my humble opinion. I especially did not appreciate the body horror that became associated with the spiders when... Uh-oh.
Is it a little bit like Alien?
I don't think I'm going to watch this.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
I don't think I'm going to watch this because I really don't like spiders.
I was... quite ill.
Look, Paul said it's fantastic.
I'm not
so
listening to
wonderful.
Paul. I'm sorry, Paul, but
like, I can't
I would
tell
mute Paul if I could.
If
can
Paul
you,
is like
get that screen
being
just
sarcastic. I feel like Paul, are you being sarcastic?
I genuinely
or did
think
you genuinely
it.
Love it?
I think he sucked all the happiness I had in the movie.
Paul is typing.
And now he has all the happiness that I would have had, and now I have all the negativity. So I'm just bitter.
Ooh. Paul is typing. We'll have his response soon.
But, like, when it was a Monster Hunter movie, it was so Monster Hunter movie. It was so cool when the Diablos got its horn knocked off and we have Myla's character teaming up with this guy who's from the Monster Hunter world, and the costumes were amazing. The weapons looked like Monster Hunter weapons.
I mean,
weapons.
CGI monsters look pretty damn cool.
It did
so
look
cool.
Pretty good.
Paul I wish says, there were more of them.
Perfect film, 6 out of 10.
Yeah, so I found the Rotten Tomatoes, it was 48%.
Oof. Oh, wow.
Which is pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. Is that for audience score, or what did the critics say?
Well, I'm clicking. I will give me a moment. Okay, so the tomato meter is 84%. Audience score is 70%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, okay, the audience, it was just, I think the audience were like, you know what? This is mindless trash.
Yeah, look, that's fair. Like, I can appreciate a movie that had a lot of time and effort put into, like, making it look good.
Yeah.
And I suppose if it did that, cool, it earned some points, but I don't... spiders.
It was just, like, there were a lot of cool moments in the movie that I really enjoyed. There were a lot of Monster Hunter, like, actual monster hunting things that were happening. But those moments were followed by about 5 minutes of actual pain and agony. So, didn't really balance out that well.
Pain and
reading
agony.
A lot of the critic reviews for Monster Hunter, most people are saying things like, Monster Hunter is so unapologetically itself, it warms my heart. And then it's not self-aware enough to qualify as camp or self-satisfied enough to be smug. It simply aims low and delivers. And right now, that's enough.
And right now, that's enough. So do you think if maybe 2020 hadn't gone the way 2020 went, Monster Hunter would have, like, scathing reviews?
Maybe. Maybe.
Look, you have...
Maybe we're all just happy to have a Monster Hunter movie.
I'm not happy.
Zara's not happy.
I'm
Look,
not.
I have no connection to the franchise. I am not attached whatsoever.
Look, you have the chick from Resident Evil. I can't say her name. Mila something. You know, she's... that you're going to get, you know, Resident Evil, essentially. Mila Jovovich. There we go.
I actually had fun watching the Resident Evil movies, is a thing. Like, it wasn't good. Had fun.
But you didn't have fun watching Monster Hunter.
No.
And enough body horror and spiders. Yeah. It's fine.
Meanwhile, Paul enjoyed it. But that's Paul's taste.
I don't know what Paul's on about.
We love you, Paul.
We love you, Paul. But I don't...
We do.
I can't. All right. Now, unfortunately, it's coming to the end of the night for Zed Games.
We have to say goodbye.
We have to say goodbye. Goodbye. Good night.
It's been a good episode, you know.
It's been an episode.
Talking about lots of remastering things and the news, lots happening. Good luck, CD Projekt Red, in your future endeavors.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
Have fun.
Sucks.
Good. GG easy.
GG.
Can you imagine if the hacker
what
signed off
with
that?
What are we now?
We are a video gaming show. I think.
Just spam kek or something. Right.
Well,
all right.
Can I wrap things up?
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
Thanks for listening to Zed Games.
If you'd like to listen to more, check out our podcast on Spotify.
Or follow us on social media at ZEDGamesAU.
See you next time.